Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Kalim Perik Tes Vav. Mishnah Vav. Did you ever see a violin? Did you ever see a harp? Did you ever see a guitar? Did you ever see a lute? A lute? It looks like something in between. It's a string musical instrument. It has a large pear-shaped structure, like the shape of a pear, the fruit of a pear. It has a fretted fingerboard. Just like there was a violinist, there was a lutenist. Why you don't see someone playing it by chasanis? I don't know. Maybe a Mashiach will come. We'll see it again. Remember the pasuk, benevel, chinar. So, nivlei hashara. Shara is from lashon of shira, lashon of singing. In other words, these lutes that are made to sing with. Zakta mishnah tmein. They can become tamein. Why? Could you put things inside? And the answer is yes. There's a round opening in front. Yeah, but that's like a guitar also has a round opening. A violin also has a round opening. Yeah, but the lutist, the one who played the lute, used to put the coins that he would receive from his listeners in there. So it's a wooden container that has a teich. It's a wooden keli. It has a place to put things in. Sometimes you move it around empty. Sometimes you move it around full. It's metaltel moli v'reikon. So this is tamei, or could become tamei. However, nivlei b'nei Levi, the Levim that sing with this on the Duchen, on a special platform, the Beis Medrash Tehoirin, because there no one stands around and gives them coins. They have the same opening, but it's never used for holding coins. Vayter zakta mishnah kala mashkin temein. Mashkin, we mean liquids, and we mean the seven liquids. The simon again, yad, shachad dam, yayin, wine, dalet stands for dvash, honey, shachad stands for shemen, oil, ches is chalav, milk, tes is tal, and the last word, dam, stands for dam, blood, and the mem, mayim. All the seven liquids can become tamei and can make other things ready to receive tamei. It's machshir other things to be mekabel tamei. Take an apple off a tree, it won't become tamei unless it's first touched by one of the shiva mashkin. However, umashka base mat bechaya. Now a tavach is a butcher, but we don't mean stab a butcher here. We mean the area in the base of Migdash, in the Azara, where they process the karbanas. The water and the blood found over there, those are tar. They themselves cannot become tamei, and they also cannot make other things susceptible to tamei. It can't be machshir something else. How do we know this? It's halacha l'mashim esinah. Now we have an interesting halacha. Kol ha-sefarim mitamen ha-seyedayim. We say svarim over here, we mean any one of the chav dalet sifrei Tanakh. They were all in scrolls. So what are you telling me? That if someone's hand touches them, the hands of that person become tamei? Why would Chazal say that the Halak of Svarim would be metame someone? Well, here's the reason. They used to keep their truma next to the Sifrei Torah. They said, the truma has kedusha and this has kedusha. But the truma is food, and along comes mice. The mice don't have much respect for the truma. And once they were there, they also damaged the Sifrei Torah, or the other Kisvei Kodesh. So the Melech Chazal made a gzeira that all Kisvei Kodesh would passel truma if there's contact. And they also made a gzeira that the hands that touch Svarim have a din of a sheni latuma. A sheni latuma, if it touches regular food, nothing. But if it touches truma, the truma becomes a shlishi. So again, Kol HaSvarim, all the scrolls of the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, mitamen haSeyedayim? Yes, believe it or not, they're mitam a person's hands. Chutz miSefer HaZara. Besides, for the Sefer Torah that was in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, the one that the Kohen Gadol would use on Yom Kippur, it's also the one that the king would use, the melech would use, during the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel's on the Sukkot after Shemitah. You could imagine this Sefer Torah that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom Kippur, and that the king used by Hakel, that wasn't open for the public. Nobody put Trum over there. So Memela, there was no need to make the Gzeira there. There were never Geyser on it there. Vayter zakta mishnah hamarkoif. You ever pass by a store, and outside there's like a play horse? I don't think we were mechadish that. They had it in the times of the Mishnah. That's what a markov is, a wooden play horse. The clowns used it, says the Bat Tanura. They would ride on it, and there was some kind of act based on it. It wasn't made for kids, maybe, to ride on, the way those ones in front of the stores are, but the concept of a play horse was there. Habatnun. Okay, batnun again is a musical instrument. Again, meaning we had the navel at the beginning of the Mishnah. So now we have Habatnun. It's a big instrument, says the Bat Tanura. It's a Klei Nigun Godoil, and the musician kept it on his stomach. I guess he couldn't hold it. Probably was too big. Add another musical instrument, V'hanikhtamoy. Try to explain it the best that I can. Imagine the face of a guitar or a violin, but instead of a round bottom, it has like a flat bottom. And instead of like a long stick on the other side, the two parts of the instrument break into two, like two branches, one on the right side, one on the left side. And then there's a pole on top between the two branches, and the string goes from the bottom into that pole. The Eiris is a kind of a drum. It's in the shape of a sifter. Its walls are round. But they put a thin hide on top, and you bang on it with a stick. It's like the Mishnah. The Markov is Takatar, but the Batnun, the Niktamain, the Eiris, are Yelu Tmei. So the Batnun and the Niktamain have the same hold that violins and guitars have. And the street musician put his coins into it. But it was also used as a container. The Eiris was considered something that had a clay kibble. Rabbi Huda says, never mind that they put things into it, but a Eiris Tamei Moishev. The main purpose of this Eiris is the drum. They would put the hide over it. When it dried, it made this good sound. But according to Rabbi Huda, it was also used enough as a chair to be considered a Moishev. And therefore, it has Tumas Midras. Who sat on it? Why can't you sit in a chair? What do you have to sit on a drum for? It's like the Mishnah. The Neshu HaYolis. This is the woman that would cry by a Levaya. They were hired to give out like a crying sound to get people to cry. Yeshev HaSalav. They would officially sit on this. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, why? Because this is something which is supposed to make people happy. The drum beat. You dance to it. So she's sitting on it to show that there's no Simcha here. There's no Shira here. Tosfos Yom Tov brings that from the Meram Meirotenberg. By the way, the word Ayolis, the woman that cries, that she was hired to be like a kina, a crying. How do we finish off the last kinnis on Tisha B'Av? Hopefully last year was talk of the last kinnis. Remember? I don't sing very well, but Alit Zion V'yareha. We say Kama Yisha B'tzireha. Elit Zion. Wail, cry, Tzion, Kama Isha B'tzireha. Like a woman crying when she's giving a baby. We take a look here. The Batnura quotes that pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yoel. Like a girl wearing sackcloth, crying for the husband of her youth. So the word aloyis comes from that same word as elitzia. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. The lutz, which we said, looks something like a violin. It's pear-shaped. Has like a bent edge on top. That hole that you have in a violin and a guitar, which is obviously needed for the music, they also used to put their coins in, the musicians would put their coins into it, therefore it becomes a kli eitz that has a container, unless it was used by the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash. They did not put coins into it. For them, it would be tar. We learned that all the seven liquids can become tamei, but not the water and blood in the Beis Mat Bechai, in the Beis HaMikdash, where they process the karbanos. We learned that all Svarim are metamenes yadayim. That was to make sure that we keep the truma away from the Svarim, with the exception of the Sefer Torah and the Azara that the Kohen Gadol used, and that the king used during Hakel. A play horse is tahar, not a container. Then we spoke about various musical instruments, the batnoin, the niktamine, and that drum. These are tamei, because they were also containers. Rabbi Huda says that the Eiris, which is this drum, is Tamei because the Ayolis sits on it and cries. So that's even a more severe Tumah, Tumas Moishev. And finally, the Mishnah told us that the Metzudas HaChulda, the wooden trap for a weasel, can become Tamei because it has the form of a Keli, as opposed to the mouse trap, which did not, doesn't have the Tzur of a Keli, and therefore it is Tar. Is there a difference if something is tamei because you put things inside, or it's tamei because it officially is a seat? And the answer is yes, because if it has tumas maishev, and a zav or a zivo or neither or a yaldis, so then it becomes an av hatumah, which is metamei begadim. So it's a much higher level of tumah. How come the Mishnah didn't put all the musical instruments in one sentence? Like, why do we start out about the nivlei hashara, then we go on to discussing different things, then we come back to musical instruments? The answer is the nivlei hashara is in a category on its own, because there, the Mishnah wants to tell us the Chiddush that the ones the B'nai Levi used in the Beis HaMikdash would not be Mekabel Tumah because they didn't put coins in it. And finally, the Mishnah tells us as follows, Metzudas HaChulda is Tumah. Metzuda means a trap. A chulda is a weasel, according to most mefarshim. So metzuda sachulda, the weasel trap, can become tame. It's a kind of a keli. It has a tzura of a keli. But for shaluach boirin tahira, the wooden mouse trap is tar because it's flat and it doesn't have the tzura of a keli.